Thanks for joining us today. On this episode, we're going to talk about lowball offers on personal injury claims. In personal injury, there's always another side. There's the injured party and their lawyer, and that's what we do. We're the lawyers for people who have been injured. But on the other side is typically an insurance company, almost always. How do we deal with an insurance company or an at-fault party that is taking a unrealistic view of the case and providing lowball offers? Sometimes in big corporations, national corporations or international corporations, sometimes they're self-insured, but by and large, it's an insurance company that has a desire or a motive to limit the amount of money they pay out on claims. Sometimes you get an insurance representative or an insurance defense lawyer or insurance defense team on the other side that has taken a very unreasonable lowball view of a case. So how do we deal with that? We work up every case for trial. Now, statistically, the vast majority of cases end up settling without the need for trial. No court hearing, no trial. Upwards of 95 to maybe as high as 98 or 99% of cases. The outcome is largely based on whether or not that case has been prepared to go to trial and be successful at trial. Our number one strategy for avoiding lowball offers is to build the case so that it can be presented in a courtroom to a judge or a jury and hopefully succeed. And typically the way an insurance company responds is all about risk. They're looking at what's the least expensive, least costly way to resolve your case. If they know at the outset that you and your lawyer have no intention of ever going to trial, well, obviously that's going to put less risk on the insurance company and incentivize them to offer less. Number one, we want to work up every case for trial so that we're not worried about what the insurance company is offering today, because we know that ultimately they're likely going to pay the fair value either before trial, or we will ask a judge or a jury to tell us what the fair value is. So what are the things that you can do to help create risk on the part of the insurance company so that they're less likely to give you a lowball offer early on? Number one, treatment. If your primary care physician is supportive and you're seeing them on a regular basis, if you're seeing a specialist, orthopedic surgeon, or physiatrist, or neurologist, doctor's records, clinical notes, consult notes, that's really hard for an insurance company to defend. It's much, much easier for an insurance company to defend a case where the injured party has simply stopped going to the doctor, has stopped reporting symptoms. One of the best things you can do to avoid lowball offers is, as long as you're having symptoms, report those symptoms to your healthcare providers. And we have a whole video on how medical and healthcare providers can impact a personal injury claim. Being honest is another way that you can avoid lowball offers. Insurance companies look carefully at credibility. Is what you're telling your doctors, your employer, the insurance company on the other side of the case true? So I'll give you a quick example of that. So if somebody is telling the insurance company for the at-fault party that as a result of their injury, they can no longer enjoy their life, engage in their recreations and hobbies, and then the insurance company, through its investigators, pulls your social media, and there are photographs and videos of you fishing or riding the ATV, that's when it hurts somebody's credibility. Those photos and videos are certainly not consistent with what you and your lawyers are telling the insurance company, and maybe not consistent with what you're telling your doctors. Whenever an insurance company locks into these credibility defenses, it's tough to shake. And while surveillance can be harmful, I find it even more harmful when the injured party has actually posted information that really contradicts. It becomes really easy for the insurance company to say that you're not credible, that you're lying, that you're saying these things simply to advance your claim. So honesty is the best policy, always. When you're represented by a lawyer, offers can come in different ways. There could be communications between your lawyer and the other side, whether it's an insurance company or a lawyer on the other side. Another way could be at a mediation or a settlement conference, and that's where the parties come together for the purpose of negotiating. What I want to talk about now is what happens if you're with your lawyer in the presence of the other side, whether it's the insurance adjuster or their lawyer or both, and the other side presents an offer that you find completely unreasonable. Stay calm. Don't show that you're upset. Don't show emotion. Poker face is the name of the game when you're negotiating face to face with a representative of the insurance company. Wait till they leave, get in private with your lawyer, whether you have a conference room or wherever that might be. And then, of course, you can be candid and open with your lawyer and express your disappointment. And I'm sure your lawyer will then have some advice for you. It's really important, don't let the other side know when you're upset about an offer. The insurance company is always looking to see how you will react in situations, how you will be as a witness if your case went to trial, but also they're trying to gauge what your expectations are. Reactions to offers can be revealing and sometimes can hinder your lawyer's ability to negotiate for more money. And that leads to one of the benefits of having a lawyer. Hopefully your lawyer has done this very often. They negotiate every day on behalf of injured clients. While you may be emotional, your lawyer then can determine what the best strategy is to make an offer back or maybe not make an offer. They will be able to assess the value of your claim, let you know whether or not it's a lowball offer or not. Maybe it's not a lowball offer in your particular case. Maybe there are a whole host of other issues or problems with the case that make that number reasonable. It might be an offer that you think is fair and reasonable, but your lawyer knows through experience, through handling cases such as yours, you can do much better. So if an offer is presented to you and you haven't yet hired a lawyer, that would give me pause. We get inquiries from people from time to time who are unrepresented. They'll contact us and say, can I sit down with you and review this? And generally we do. If it's a fair offer based on the facts and circumstances, then at least you have peace of mind and we'll share that with them. Very important, if you do get an offer and you're unrepresented, try to get a consultation with a lawyer. I think it's important to know from someone with experience whether or not what's being offered by the insurance company is fair. Another reason why you might be getting a lowball offer is because the insurance company just simply doesn't see the economic risk, real losses like financial losses. Economics can include income loss. So if somebody is unable to work or likely going to lose income in the future, sometimes that has to be teased out. The other big economic loss, obviously, is healthcare expenses. Maybe the insurance company doesn't appreciate the ongoing healthcare needs that this person has. And that might be because the medical records aren't robust or the documentation isn't robust enough to convey that message. Sometimes a lowball offer can actually be an opportunity for you and your lawyer to look at your case if you listen to the other side and why are they giving you this lowball offer? Because insurance companies are generally very happy to share with you why they don't like a particular case or facts or features of a particular case. Very often, it gives opportunity to give more information or shed more light on those particular features of your case that create risk of economic loss for the insurance company. How can we reinforce this part of the case? Because obviously the insurance company is not getting the message. If they're not getting the message, maybe a judge or a jury wouldn't either. Very often, following a settlement conference or a mediation that hasn't resulted in a fair offer for our client, and we'll strategize, we'll look at our file and think about ways that those issues can be highlighted as risk by the other side. Throughout the pendency of your case, from the first day you hire the lawyer until the case concludes, wherever that happens, whether it's trial or somewhere in between, there are lots and lots and lots of opportunities to settle a case. We just don't know where the case will settle. The important thing is just to carry on, don't be dissuaded. If necessary, and if your lawyer recommends it, then consider the possibility of going to trial. We've seen it time and time again. I can't tell you how many times. 6 months ago, the insurance company said they wouldn't pay a thing. The case wasn't worth anything. They were taking it to trial. We weren't dissuaded. We kept working up the file. We kept marching towards trial, ignoring the lowball offer, and ultimately is a reversal. And the insurance company finally decides to pay. We can't always predict when or even why the insurance company has decided to pay today when they weren't willing to pay 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago. Keep marching. Resilience is the name of the game. If an offer is presented to you at any time, it's important to have a lawyer so that you can know whether or not it's a fair offer or if it's an insurance tactic. The insurance company is clearly lowballing to get a deal done, trying to get away with paying as little as possible. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at any time. We can be reached by telephone 24/7, or you can visit our website and contact us there. Thanks.